It's Halloween. It's Halloween. And Bill, who do we have on Halloween that is so appropriate?
Svengoolie. The legendary Svengoolie. Rich Coes is here. Jim Roach, executive producer of the show that Svengoolie is on. Great to see both of you guys. Happy Halloween. It wouldn't be Halloween without you guys.
Well, I think it still would be if it we were here, but all right. It would be slightly different.
It would be empty. Well, empty wing.
Just like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yes.
And they have the shags in the background.
How about that? Oh, we spared no expense.
I just saw you guys. 40-year anniversary at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. And like I said, it was so nice to have you and Jimmy and the boys there. It was very kind of you to come to that event. It was amazing to me, you know, that all those people showed up. And
you are a local treasure, my friend.
I'll be a buried treasure if they...
40 years. Does that strike you as impossible?
Definitely. Bill, I'm telling you, it's like people always say, oh, you know, when you started, did you think you would go this long? It's like, I was lucky to have a job. I felt, you know, very fortunate, and it was like, I wasn't thinking even to the next year.
Right.
It was like, you know, hey, I'm on TV now, and this is cool, and, you know, this is very fortunate.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, 40 years from now, I'll still be here, you know.
You know what's great is you have found a way to bridge the gap. There are so many people who watch scary movies or don't want to watch scary movies because they're scary. But you have found a new direction to look at those films in. I love just turning on the TV and seeing you there and seeing a movie that I've seen before. I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, you had Horror Hotel on.
No.
Maybe I'm getting the title wrong. The title wrong. It was some movie that I had seen a half a dozen times. Wait, maybe we have the wrong guest, Rich.
To Sir With Love was great.
To Sir With Love is a favorite.
Oh, you
but there
know
was some movie that you had on that I had seen a half a dozen times, but I watched you do it because I never saw it that way before.
Well, I'm glad. Even if you weren't sure what the movie
was. I'm thinking
was.
Of the wrong movie.
It's nice because we were talking about this the other day that I'm kind of a safety valve for some people.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's the tension of the movie and the scary stuff coming up, and then old goofball here is back on there, and it's like, it's okay, it's just a movie, and it's fun, we can have fun with it. And I think that helps some people.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's some people who, as you say, they don't want to watch scary
movies. Too scary.
But this kind of, you know, gives it a little bit of a break and makes it a little more palatable to them.
We just set the DVR for The Invisible Man. Was that a rerun, or is that upcoming?
It's on Saturday night MeTV at 7 o'clock Central Time.
Can we talk about what I have here? This is such an honor. It is you in a comic book, in a DC comic book. It's a special edition. Svengoolie meets the DC Universe. Wow.
Yes, it's still overwhelming to me. And that's a special edition that we're only handing out at appearances.
Yeah.
So if people want to read this, what they've got to do is find whatever DC Comics came out last Wednesday and then on the next three Wednesdays. Because almost all the books that came out from DC on those days, you'll find the first chapters. And each week there'll be different chapters of it that tell the whole story.
That's so cool.
So
Bill,
impressive.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I'm jealous, but here's the best thing.
Yes.
It is a DC Universe comic book, obviously. So there's you in with Martian Manhunter and Green Lantern and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
So on one of the pages, Superman is wearing a Svengoolie t-shirt.
Yes.
What a high honor.
That's great. I mean, I've worn Superman t-shirts.
Right.
So it's only fair
that the son of Krypton
has worn that. But yeah, the whole thing to me is just so amazing because I always loved comics. When I started reading them 8 or 9 years old, the DC comics were the superhero comics that I always read.
Yep.
And to be in there with them and to get to write some of the dialogue.
Did you write some of the dialogue?
Yeah, and came up with some of the gags and a few of the plot twists in it. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I've achieved something finally.
Right.
It's about time.
You look really cute in cartoon form.
You know,
you really do.
Chris Jones, who did the art, did such a fantastic job. And I've been saying, you know, he's really caught a lot of my expressions.
Yeah.
And also the way that I kind of stand and my posture isn't good. And you can tell that in the drawings that he made. But, you know, he did such a great job on all the, you know, obviously the DC characters, too. It's like, I really like the Superman because he's not, you know, sullen and, you know, all business. He's like, you know, he's a nice guy. He's something like the Chris Reeves Superman.
Yep.
And Batman is great in it. And I'm just, you know, just so happy to do it. And Wonder Woman making snarky comments to me. Come on. You got to love that.
My kids are wearing their Svengoolie shirts today. So Svengoolie being represented at College of DuPage and Lyons Township High School.
Nice. I am eternally grateful for that. That was really nice. I was very surprised when I saw them. I mentioned this to you earlier because I think the last time I had seen the boys, we were at the Comic Collector in Riverside.
Yes.
I was doing an appearance, and Jimmy had brought them, and they were both
they were toddlers and stuff.
And now, you know, here's these two very nice young men, by the way, very nice kids.
Thank you.
You raised them quite nicely. And I'm like, well, look how big they are.
And they grew up watching you.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
so
makes
cool.
me
that's
happy.
Nice. I'm sure at some point you've seen kids dressed as you for Halloween, right? That's happened more
kids
than once.
Kids and adults.
Oh, yeah?
And even women.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When we were at the New York Comic Con, there was a young woman who showed up there dressed up as me. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is New York. You know, I was very surprised because I was a little worried about going there thinking, you know, when I'm in Chicago, sure, people know who I am. But New York, I'm not sure. And I was totally wrong. There were people walking around with the T-shirts.
Yeah.
We did a panel to talk about the comic, and it was an 800-person room. And when they told me that, I was like, oh, man, it's going to be empty. It's
yep.
going to be terrible.
Yep.
It's going to be cobwebs. And instead, the room filled up by the time we were going. So
let's talk for a minute about horror movies, scary movies that are being made today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to the theater and see new ones?
No, I normally will mostly see them, you know, on cable.
Yeah.
I don't actually go. I don't have a lot of time to see movies,
yeah, you're busy.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I still kind of have a tendency to like
the older style
movies.
What are they doing wrong in the newer ones, do you think?
A lot of times, gory special effects, just for the fact of doing gory special effects,
yeah.
that it doesn't do that much for the story.
Right.
And that's the other thing. You've got to have characters that people care about.
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, even some of the monsters in the old movies, you know, you
right.
cared about them. And a lot of these, you don't. It's like, you know, they're just, you know, robotic killing machines.
Yeah. Right.
And you don't have any empathy for them at all.
I like my monsters with a heart of gold. That's what I want.
Right. Well, they put one of those in Frankenstein, but then they have to recharge it every few days, so it wasn't very good.
Last time you were up, you said you wanted to play a game, so...
oh, that's right.
Uh-oh. Bill, we need to take a break. Is that all right?
We'll take a break, and then we will play a game in your honor, Rich. Here's
Mumbly
what
Peg?
We'll play a game of Mumbly Peg. Winner take all Mumbly Peg. Here's what I need from everybody listening. If you want to play along with us, 312-981-7200, Wendy will play for one of you listeners. Rich, you will play for the other.
Okay.
Somebody's going to get a fabulous prize, and the loser has to leave town. There are a lot of high stakes in this game.
That's
today.
Like in wrestling.
Yeah, it's just like in
loser
wrestling.
Loser must leave town.
Yep.
Got it, brother.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Any particular callers you're looking for?
No, we'll figure that out once they're here. We'll get a couple of callers on. So 312-981-7200. Play a game along with us, Bill and Wendy. And Rich Coase is here, and Jim is here. It's Halloween.
They get the start. St. Gully's start. They get the start. St. Gully's start. When the moon is full, the mummy's gone. Now everybody's doing the St. Gully's start. When I went to a party.
Rich Coase is here. Svengoolie. Jim Roach is here, the executive producer of Svengoolie's show. People love you, Rich. Listen to some of these texts. I imagine Trubisky's shoulder is still very painful. Athletes don't allow themselves to heal. Maybe these
that's
are far
less.
I'm sorry.
And I loved your send-up of American in Paris last Saturday.
How about Sven is God? Sven is
that's
God.
That's a good one. All right, it's time to play a game. We've got contestants on the lines. One of them, Wendy, you'll be playing for. The other one, Rich, you'll be playing
all
for.
Right.
Let's find out who's who.
All right. Hi, is this Adam?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Adam. Where are you calling from?
Vernon Hills.
Are you a Sven fan?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Do you want to meet your challenger?
Sure.
All right. This is Colleen. Colleen, where are you calling from?
Valparaiso.
The two V towns, Vernon
yes.
Hills, Valparaiso.
Yep.
And hopefully you're a big Sven fan as well.
Well, I wanted to tell you, every Saturday night, my husband puts on his Svengoolie shirt. We turn off all the lights. We sit with a cup of cocktails and popcorn, and we watch... Bengali.
We were just in Valparaiso a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, the Chicago Street Theater.
I know.
That's kind of freaky, you know, that you're doing that.
Is that your husband's stomach? You should feed him.
It's like a dragon.
It's kind of a fun date night.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Thank you.
All right. Should we do boy, girl, boy, girl?
Yeah, absolutely.
Adam, unfortunately, you're stuck with me.
Okay.
And Colleen, you will be playing with Svengoolie.
Awesome.
All right.
Very good. Let me explain the rules. It's called the Rocktober game, Rich and Wendy, the Rocktober game.
Boy.
The 10th month of the year is commonly called, as we all know, October. But years ago, nefarious radio DJs hijacked the name October and turned it into
Wendy,
Rocktober. Wendy, this is not a question.
Oh.
These are all statements.
Sorry.
I'm making statements.
Oh, darn it. Adam, I'm on your team.
Here's how it works. I will provide both of you with clues. You will tell me what month it is. But the important thing to remember is all of your answers will rhyme with Rocktober.
Okay.
All right? So when you know it, don't shout out your names, Wendy or Rich. Just shout out the answer. The
All
first
right.
one to get 8 correct answers wins.
I'll be sitting silently for
are you,
most
no,
of this.
No, you'll be fine.
Adam, okay. Are you ready? And Colleen, are they playing too, or we're
no,
just playing?
Playing for them.
Oh.
Okay, we're playing
okay,
for
I'll
you.
Just sit here
yes.
and listen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, yes. A lot okay. of pressure
Come
now.
Come on, Wendy.
Wendy right. and Rich. All right, the first one to get 8 wins. Remember, all the answers will rhyme with Rocktober. Here goes. Question number 1. This 10th month pays tribute to Captain Kirk's first officer.
Spocktober.
Spocktober is right, Wendy. You lead by a score of 1-0. Question number 2. Be careful on this 10th month, especially if you enjoy putting your finger in a light
Shocktober.
Socket. Rich,
Shocktober.
You are right.
Shocktober.
We would accept electric Shocktober or just Shocktober. You have tied the score at 1 apiece.
Oh, man.
Here goes. This 10th month pays tribute to actresses who are currently married to Ringo Starr.
Barbara Bachtober.
Absolutely
oh,
right, Rich.
Damn it!
Rich has leapfrogged you, Wendy. He
Sorry,
leads
Adam.
2-1. The winner needs 8. Here goes. Question number 4. This 10th month commemorates bowl-shaped frying pans used in Chinese cooking.
Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Oh, I'm not working.
Wendy, you're only down 3-1. You're working. You're just down 3-1. Don't panic. Here goes. Question number 5. Rich, you lead so far 3-1. Question
okay.
number 5. On this 10th month, we celebrate the projectiles used in badminton.
Shuttlecocktober.
That's a tie. Jump ball. Wendy, you get a point. Rich, you get a point.
Oh.
You currently
It's like
lead.
Oprah. You get a point. Then
everyone
you get a
gets
point.
A point. Here goes. Question number 6. Rich, you lead 4-2 so far.
Okay.
This 10th month of the year applauds a boy band from Dorchester, Massachusetts that definitely had the right stuff. Nobody getting that one. We were looking for New Kids on the Blocktober.
Oh.
New Kids on the Blocktober. Here goes. It's still
that
4. It does rhyme,
of course.
Next question. On this 10th month, we celebrate the wisest of the 7 dwarfs.
Doctober.
Wendy, you went first.
She wins.
Very, very close.
I concede that
you have made it 4-3.
Thank you, Rich. Oh, it's close.
4-3. The winner needs 8. Here goes. This is a very tough one. I will warn you in advance.
Oh,
very
boy.
Tough. We always get an uneasy feeling on this 10th month because it commemorates a missing Chicago candy heiress.
Brocktober.
Wendy by a half a second, Rich.
Oh, she's into the candy. She
loves
the candy.
I got the candy and the missing heiress
Kidding.
Question.
Adam, I hope you're proud of me.
Shouldn't there be the bonus for the entire name?
I want to, Steve, but the rules prohibit that. I would. Wendy, you have 4 points. Rich, you have 4 points. I don't think it can get any closer. Let's find out who gets the next point. Here goes.
Okay.
This 10th month is perfect for novelists who temporarily can't think of any new ideas.
Writer's Blocktober.
Absolutely right, Rich.
Oh, you are good.
5-4. That
I'm lucky.
Colleen, you are so lucky to have him.
Yep. 5 points for Rich, 4 points for Wendy. The winner needs 8. Here is the next question. It's hard to believe somebody pulled the trigger on this 10th month inspired by Austrian handguns.
Glocktober.
Rich by a half a second, Wendy.
I was armed and dangerous.
Yes. Oh.
Both. It is 6-4. Here goes. Next question. 6-4, your lead, Rich. The winner needs 8.
Okay. Oh.
It's the 10th month when we remember a president who was married to Michelle.
Barack-tober.
Wendy by a half a second again.
And me going.
Rich, unfortunately, I cannot accept.
I was doing my cousin It impression.
You try to say Calvin Coolidge.
No, it is not Calvin Coolidge, Jim. A great guess.
That's why I can't play.
6-5.
Oh,
Rich
man.
Is in the lead. You're 2 away. Wendy, you're just 3 away. Here goes.
Here we go.
It's the 10th month that isn't Measletober or Mumptober.
Chickenpocktober.
Yes, Chickenpocktober.
Yes. Is it tied up again?
6-6.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's
I implore you.
This is insane. 6-6.
Madness.
This is a very tough one, and be careful how you phrase this, boys and girls. This 10th month fondly remembers a Cubs first baseman from the 1970s whose father was the host of Hollywood Squares.
Don't say it.
Pete LeCocq-tober.
Yes!
I couldn't answer that one.
Legally. Seven. It is 7-6.
You're dirty, Bill.
Rich, you need one more. Wendy, you need two. Anything can happen.
After that last one, I don't know if I need one more.
Anything can happen. Here goes.
Here we go.
This 10th month is popular with fans of a particular brand of artificial butter.
Country Crocktober.
Yes! Yes! Wendy has tied it up late in the game. It's 7 points for Wendy. It's 7 points
for
Rich.
Nervous.
I can't believe it's not a point for me.
The tension is
it's
tremendous.
Insane. The tension is insane. Here goes.
It's insane, too.
Whoever gets this one right is our winner. Good luck to everybody.
Oh, boy.
This 10th month is commemorating a particular type of joke. Who's there?
Knock, knock. October.
Jimmy, you be the judge. Who got it first?
I think Rich
did. I got to sit next to him on the way home. I can't.
It looked like Rich.
Rich got
it. Was.
Rich,
yep.
You did it.
Oh. Did you say two knock? Knocks, though?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He did.
Yes. Yes.
I had an extra one with me.
We have a winner, Rich. That means you, Colleen, are our winner by proxy through Rich. Adam, the closest second place ever.
Oh, I tried, Adam.
That was exciting.
That was so close.
Oh, that was so tough.
All right. I have to say, you know, in the true tradition of a good winner, that Wendy put up such a great fight.
Yes.
It was so close.
Oh,
it was very,
thank
very,
you.
Very close.
I was trying.
And I'm just so happy I got to play one of your games.
that was fun.
So cool.
Lou Malnati's Pizza going to you, Colleen, and a lovely parting gift going your way, Adam. Hold on the line,
and Jasmine
will talk to both of you.
All right.
Congratulations, Colleen.
Oh, was that close.
That is so fun. I want to play games all day.
I tell you, every time I hear one of those games, I love it. And to get to actually play one, Bill, that makes
you,
my
Rich.
Halloween complete.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you.
And it's early yet, so.
Anything can happen. Right.
SvenGooley.com. Is that where we send people if they want to find out more about you?
Yes, there's plenty of stuff going on there. There may be a new item coming into our store later today that is going to be very incredible.
It's
going to
be amazing.
It's going to be, I think I hinted to you about this before.
Yeah.
It's something that will have a lot of different things in it.
Ooh. Oh. I do know what you're talking about.
Yes. Sven Mr.
Today?
Potato Head.
Even better, Wendy. Even better. And that's later on today.
That's later on today, right. I believe, if
sometime
things go
soon.
As
planned. Keep going to SvenGooley.com and check. Go to the store.
All right.
And don't forget, Saturday nights at 7 or on the U at 11 a.m. in the morning. But if you want to see The Invisible Man, it's Saturday night. And that's one of my favorite
movies. Can we see The Invisible Man, though? I mean, really, can we?
When it's snowing like this, you watch for the footprints. And
you know you're
going to see him. When is the game over?
Oh, darn it.
You were one of my inspirations for a question that didn't get in. It's the happiest month of radio people like Howard Stern and Wendy Snyder, Shocktober. That's one that got edited for time, Rich.
What about the Dwayne the Rocktober?
That was in there.
Yeah.
Great to see both of you guys.
Happy Halloween.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for being here.
Always
more after
nice
this, it's WGN.